The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
Quick, when Pastor Damon asked me about coming to minister to you, with you guys today, we talked a little bit, but then I just one day the Lord just dropped this thing in this title in my spirit, and I thought, well, okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I know it's going to be good, whatever it is. And when I did the video for you guys last week, and I said we're going to experience the sanctity of the secret place. Did y'all catch that? And my daughter was filming me, and when we finished, she was like, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know. I'll let the Lord tell me, and we're going to find out. So I'm just excited about what God has for me to share with you today. Psalm 91, verse 1. We know this scripture very, very well. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How many of you have heard that scripture before? You know, Psalm 90 is like the longest Psalm, but 119, I'm sorry, but Psalm 91, this is like a very well-known scripture, and so this is what the Lord has dropped in my spirit for today, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One of the greatest desires of a worship leader, of a pastor, is that the people that we serve, that we lead week after week, that they get an understanding of how to access God's presence, right? Like you can ask any worship leader and they'll say, what is a great memory of yours, or what is a desire of yours? And it is that the people that we're serving week after week, that they can just become aware and access the presence of God without a whole bunch of pumping and priming and things of that nature. Because when you do, we can all benefit from it. We all can partake in the journey or the access of his presence. We can all experience it together. There's an old quote that says, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink it, right? So a lot of times, you know, and I'm just going to speak from my own experience, a lot of times, you know, we're leading and you kind of feel like you're dragging. I'm like, come on, we're going to this river of God over here. It's over here. Come on. And, you know, and sometimes you don't have the come along, and it feels like you're dragging this horse. Not y'all, not here. But sometimes, you know, you feel like you're dragging, and it's like, hey, this is a great water that's right here, and you get them to the water, and it's like, well, what am I supposed to do with that, you know? And so one of the greatest desires is that the people that we serve get an understanding of what it means to access the presence of God. And so he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. One of the things that I wrote this morning was that you can lead it, when you lead this horse to the water, when he begins to drink it, both the horse and the rider benefit from the horse being hydrated. Both the rider and the horse benefit from the horse drinking. So, you know, we're at this river, and when the horse drinks the water, the horse is hydrated. That means he's strengthened. He's encouraged. I don't have to, you know, train him as hard. I can train him on more mature things because he's gotten the essential part of drinking the water, right? Amen? So the sanctity of the secret place, the sanctity of the secret place, the sanctity being the state of being holy or sacred. The sanctity of the secret place. Sanctity meaning it's very important. It's deserving of respect. It's set apart. There is a sanctity of the secret place. When we hear the word secret place, sometimes we'll automatically think, oh, it's a closet, or it's my car, or my bathroom, or that's a place where you go, where you can hear God, when you know you need to get in God's presence, that's where you go. The secret place. He that dwells in the secret place. But it's more than that. The secret place is more than that. The secret place is your awareness of the ever-abiding presence of God. So that means that the secret place can be You got it. You're saying it. Anywhere, at any time, wherever you are, it's with you. You know, Mika was saying that this morning when she was leading that because we're here and God is in us, he is here. So the secret place is in us. It's with us. It's wherever we are. Amen. So, but we have to understand that it is sanctified. It's so special. And we have to learn to protect that. And not only do we have to learn to protect it, but we have to learn to nurture it. We have to learn to develop our ability to understand that when God, when you feel those little, you know, drawing. I had a Deirdre who's here this morning. Sometimes she would call me. She said, I've got this feeling in me. I just feel like I just need to pray. I don't know what's wrong. Something is wrong. I gotta do something that's wrong. And I'm like, that's God drawing you. He's drawing you into his secret place. And so when we feel that anxiety, we feel that nervousness, we feel that, oh, I don't know, something's bad about something terrible. No, flip the script on the devil and say, nope, I'm going to run to the secret place. Because the Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place, he that dwells. So dwells, and I'm kind of speeding up here, but are y'all all good? Okay, good. He that dwells, the word dwells means to live in. To live in. It's where you stay. When someone asks you where do you live, you give them your address, you give them your house number, you tell them where you live. This is the place that I live. So he that dwells, he that lives in, he that stays in the secret place, right? I'm going to get to the next part in just a second, but you know, it is your shelter. It's a safe place. When you're dwelling in a place, it's your safe place. You know, when you've been working all day and you've been out all day long, you're ready to get home. My husband and I just bought a house in Sorrento. Y'all know where Sorrento is? Who knows where Sorrento is? Some people are like, I've never even heard of Sorrento. Sorrento is almost an hour from here. It's way on the other side of Orlando. Way, you got to say with an L. Way over there. But it's way on the other side. And so when we first moved there, my husband was going into Orlando, and when he would get back home, he was like, "Oh man, I was ready to get out of that town. Just get out the city. Just get back in the." It's the place where you intentionally go. You purposely go there. You voluntarily go. Where you dwell is the place where you sign your lease. You sign the papers to purchase. It's where you voluntarily go. He that dwells, he that intentionally goes, that purposely goes. Amen? So it's your dwelling place. Amen? Hallelujah. In the secret place. This secret place is the place where God is. It's the place where he is. It's the space where you go, and I said this earlier, it's in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, where you become aware of the ever-abiding presence. It's the knowing that he is with you wherever you are. It's the knowing that he is with you wherever you are. The secret place. It's the knowing that wherever I am, whatever situation I'm in, whatever calamity, getting bad reports, it's the place where God is. There's an old Negro spiritual called Steal Away. Anybody heard that? Can I say it? But it's steal away, steal away, steal away to Jesus. Steal away, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. That's what they used to sing. That's what the slaves used to sing, right? But I oftentimes think about the times when I am in a muck, just in a mess, and just feeling anxious about something and feeling like something's about to, just craziness, that I gotta steal away. Somebody say, sometimes I need to steal away to Jesus. Sometimes I just need to steal away to Jesus. I need to steal away to the secret place. I need to sneak and go. I need to duck and hide and go intentionally to the dwelling place. I need to get to where God is. And I don't have to wait till I get home to get in my closet. I don't have to wait till I get to my bathroom. I can steal away in the grocery store. store. I can steal away when I'm driving, sitting in the parking lot at my kid's school. I can steal away and get to where God is. Steal away. Amen. Dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place. There is a song that God allowed me to write, and it's on this, on the Live at the River, same album that Waldron's song is on, but it says, I love to worship you and go to this timeless place. I love to worship you where doubt and fears are erased, where time stands still and heaven's real and eternity is captured in one moment. I worship you. I love to worship you. And it's just talking about dwelling in the secret place. Just being there where God is. In the secret place of the Most High. This secret place is not of your friend. It's not the secret place of your spouse. It's not the secret place of your parents. It's not the secret place of your coworkers. It is the secret place of the Most High, the creator of the universe, the one who knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, not of my friend, but of the Most High. He's the one that I can be so open to, and I can say everything to, because he knows my heart. He already knows what's in my heart before I even say it. Sometimes you don't have to say it, but I remember one time I was going through a situation in my life. I was going through a divorce, and I just was like, God, this is. And I said it. Because this was. Can I just be real? Is that all right? Did I be real? And I was like, and I'm going to say it because you know it's in my heart anyway, and I'm just going to say it because you know it's there, and I just need to get free. So because I'm in the secret place of the Most High, and I'm not going to tell my husband, my friends and stuff, because they might judge me, but they love me, but they might judge me. But I'm going to tell you because you are the Most High, but this situation is And I got free. And you know what? He took that, and he said, you know what? You are right. But I'm going to cause this thing to work together for your good. I'm going to cause this to work together for your good. And so I could have, you know, been everywhere around and wherever and just being crazy and just dwelling in that situation, right? But no, I had to voluntarily make up in my mind that I was going to dwell and go to and stay and live in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. Because there's a benefit of that. There is the benefit. The benefit is that I would be able to abide there. And when I abide in the shadow of the Almighty, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide. Abide is kind of like living, right? When you think about you abide somewhere, your abode, it's your home. You have a house, you have a home. You have a house, you have a house, but you don't have to have a home. Right? Your house, when you live and you stay, make it your own place, it becomes your home. Hello, mic switch. When you live in a house and you stay there and you make it your own, it becomes your home. You abide there, right? So you, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide. You will receive benefits to dwelling in this secret place. You can live somewhere and still not feel like quite where you belong, but when you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you are going to abide there. You're going to reap the benefits of dwelling there. Dwell, remember, is voluntary. You can live anywhere. You can live on the east side. You can live on the west side. You can live in Kissimmee. You can live in Sorrento. You can dwell wherever you want, but when you choose to abide, when you choose to dwell, that's a voluntary thing. But the benefit of dwelling is that you will abide. To abide is the result of being settled where you dwell. To abide is the result of being settled where you dwell. John chapter 15 says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, he that abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for with me you can do nothing. So there are benefits when you're abiding, in the word of God. You're going to bring forth much fruit. When you're abiding, what's on the inside of you is going to come out. He that dwells, voluntarily goes, to the secret place of the Most High shall abide. What's in you is going to come out. What God has put on the inside of you, what he's already made provision for you, is going to come out. Okay? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So that was John chapter 15. But the word of God is settled in your heart. It's hidden in your heart. So this is back on John 15. I'm sorry. When something crazy happens, what comes out of you is going to be evident by what you have settled on the inside of you. When crazy happens, what you have settled with on the inside of you is what's going to come out. Amen? Under the shadow of the Almighty. What causes a shadow? The light. An object being placed in front of a light source, and depending on where the light is cast, will cause a shadow of the object to form a shadow beside the object. So let me read this part. It says, shadows are formed by light. Shadows are formed by light because if light shines onto an object and the object blocks the light will go sideways of the object and therefore a shadow is formed. So you have God, the light of God shining, right? And when you are in a situation, you are standing under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow is evidence of God's presence. The shadow is evidence of God's presence. It's an indication that the Almighty is close to you. It's an indication that the Almighty is close to you. So let me sidetrack here. Even though the shadow is dark, it's actually being formed by the light. And if you have the right perspective, you will realize that the shadow isn't so scary after all. It's actually there to work for you. It's actually there to benefit you, to help you. Benefits of being in the shadow: protection from the heat. Those of us that live in Florida, we are looking for a good tree. It'll protect you from the sun, from the heat. It's provision. It provides shade and comfort. The shadow can provide peace because you know that you're taken care of. Because the shadow, right, is an indication of God's presence, that God is there. So it's peace, protection, provision, peace, joy. No matter what comes, no matter what you're facing, you are in the safety of the shadow so you can have the joy that's unspeakable and full of glory, right? New life, new dreams, new ideas, answers to problems are in the shadow. Now, the shadow of the Almighty is different from the shadow that's talked about in the 23rd Psalm, right? Because it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What's the next part? Because you're with me. The shadow, even though it's a shadow of death, you can't have a shadow without having a... So even in the shadow of death, you still know that God is with me. Because you can't have a shadow without having. Amen? So even in that moment, the shadow will still work for you because you can still get joy because you know God is near. Amen? Now, how does all of this work for us? Because this is all stuff that you all know. You know, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow Almighty. When we all have this understanding throughout the week, throughout our lives and our individual goings and comings, on Sunday morning, when it's time for us to get together for church, we recognize it more than just coming to church, but rather it is the time for us to all access the secret place together. And this is why I said, you know, as worship leaders and pastors and leaders, we desire for the people that we serve every week to get an understanding of how important it is, how sanctified and precious the secret place is, so that way when we get together, it's not this, come on and give God praise, come on. But you come in knowing, oh, we're going to the secret place together and we're going together. I told my church last week during Bible study, I said, I was so excited to get here. And even though, you know, it's a small congregate meeting on the midweeks, it's like I was still excited because I know if it was just five people that were going to be there with me and on the same one accord and we were in unity together, that we were going to experience God's presence in a mighty way. Psalms 133. You have 113. Although that's a good one too. Praise the Lord. Praise, oh, servants of the Lord. Praise. Yeah. Psalm 133. Yeah. Y'all read it. Because I don't see it right here. Can y'all read it? Ready? Go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good right there. And I had 1 minute and 12 seconds, so I just stopped it because I'm almost done, and I didn't want it, but yeah. But yeah, so it's how good and pleasant it is for brothers for men to dwell together. Brethren, it's all of us together. It's not just brothers. We're all of us. Y'all understand that, right? Yes, okay, yeah. Because we are adopted, and we are the sons of God, all of us together. We're the sons of God, and we are the bride of Christ. How does that? Yeah? So when you see the brethren, it's us, all of it, ladies and gentlemen, everybody. But it says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Let me pull it up really quick. It's like, I'm getting it. It's good. Are y'all good? Awesome. Okay, good. And one. Unity is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head. So it starts at the head. When we're in unity, the first part that benefits is the head, right? So when we're all in this, we're all in this together. I have to sing it. All the High School Musical kids, yeah. When we're all in this together, Pastor Damon, Pastor Ty, it's like lifting the burden for them. When we all come in together and we all know we're getting ready to access the presence of God, we enter into that back door, we hear the music playing in the parking lot, and we're like, oh yeah, I'm coming in with praise, I'm coming in, and bless the Lord, even though you and your friend might have fussed and your husband might have fussed and cussed the whole way here, but when you get in that front door, you know I'm going to access the secret place together. And when we can all get together here, the first person or the first part of the body, this corporate body, that benefits is the head, the pastors. Is that all right? It lifts the burden. It strengthens them when they see, oh, wow, everyone is engaging and they're here because we're all together in one accord. We're in unity. And then it flows, it says, and then it ran down his beard. Poured over Aaron's head that ran down his beard, the beard surrounding the head, right? The beard surrounding the head. If we think about this body, we can think about leadership, the leadership that's surrounding the pastors. When we're all in unity and we all know that we are here for the purpose of accessing the presence of God, accessing the secret place together, it strengthens the head. It's like an oil that's running down the head. It strengthens the head and encourages the beard. It strengthens the beard surrounding the head, the leadership. Y'all with me? Yeah. And then it says that ran down his beard onto the border of his robe, running down on the edge of his garments. So after it hits the beard, then where does it go? To the what? The body. And that's all of us. So remember I talked before about the horse getting to the water, and when the horse drinks the water, it benefits both the rider and the horse. When we are all together and we're all aware of the presence of the living God, the ever-abiding presence, the secret place, when we all come together and we're all accessing and we know this is where we're going, it benefits the head, the beard, and the entire body. We can all benefit from being in the presence of God. And not just for us, but even down to the edge, to the hem of the garment. You know, there was a story in the Bible of the woman with the issue of blood that she touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. We are that garment. We are that when we leave from here, everything that we have received is not just for us. This is grown up. This is grown message right here. This is not just for us, but for us to go out and be the hem of the garment. So that way when people that we're with, that we're in our coworkers, our family members that don't come to this church, when they touch us, they're touching what we've touched and what we've experienced here in the church. So that's why it's so important for us to be, number one, aware of the ever-abiding presence, the secret place of God, of the Most High, that we can access in our individual times. So that way when we get together, we're all in this together. Yeah. And then the anointing, the unity is like the anointing oil that comes down from the head to the leadership, down to the body. And we go out and we're the hem of the garment. And we do it all over again. And we do it all over again. And guess what? This then, I heard Pastor Damon talked about growth. I don't know what you were saying. But this is how we grow. By accessing the presence of God, the secret place of the Most High. Coming in together, being strengthened from the head, the leadership, the body. Going out, being in the hem, coming back in. Amen?
Thanks for joining us today. If you are in the Central Florida area, love to meet you. Join us on Sundays in Southeast Orlando at City Place Church. Information on service times and directions can be found online at cityplacechurch.com.